Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there, welcome back.
And as always, guys, please do subscribe. All three channels have that little bell clicked. And hopefully you guys will get a notification or two. It looks like somebody's turned, forgotten to turn the water off.
Oh, no, somebody did forget to turn the water off. I have done that more than once in my life.
Yeah, this is a problem. It doesn't look like these guys are getting to work. Or going home. This is in Oman. Again, this is mostly desert area, but this is what happens because the desert is not used to having these floodwaters. And when they hit, oh, they could be disruptive.
I know. You know, the poor ground is so parched and it's so cracked and it's so dry. It's difficult for the water to actually absorb into because it's kind of like all sand or silt or something that's not feeling very absorbent, let's say. So, yeah, I mean, this is very scary when there's rain in the desert like that. And something you definitely want to, I wouldn't be there. This must have come on so super fast because look at all those cars. It's like they just, boom, they're all right there. That's a scary situation.
Yeah, and I don't know. I want to be in the front of that line. I mean, you know, if it's right. What if all of a sudden there's another major downpour? Then you're just going to watch your vehicle get swept away while you make for higher ground, hopefully. Okay, so yesterday we had a 6.2 over in the Banda Sea as we're checking out the quakes. The one that's going to catch your eye right away is over here. And we can see as we zero in, it's actually six quakes over here. The biggest of which is a 6.6. So this is substantial, 10 kilometers depth. Yeah, this is right on the border area, the Darien Gap, actually, over in Panama, off of Panama and Colombia. And when we talk about these massive migrant, caravans, they come through this area, and here this is going to give you some pretty good shaking. So a strong magnitude 6.6 earthquake and shallow strikes the Caribbean right off the border between Panama and Colombia. No immediate word whether injuries or damage in nearby area, which was not densely populated. Again, this is like jungle. This is dense jungle area. Very, very challenging area to get through, and that's been covered a lot when people have covered all the trials and tribulations that these migrants are going through, making it through this dense area on their way up to the U.S. And again, as we've said multiple times, you really got to wonder why in these times people would really do this long, arduous journey through some brutal brush. But we know there's greater purposes than what are spoken of out in the open. So this earthquake was felt in the provinces of Darien, Panama, Guanayala, and West Panama. No report of its effects so far. So we'll send our prayers and hope that nobody was injured in this. Curious, this is from the 22nd of May, and it was talking about powerful atmospheric fluctuations indicate a possibility of a magnitude 7 to 8 quake in the Atlantic, South Central America, or the Caribbean. Now, we do see big ones in the Caribbean, although they are a little bit more rare than what you see in some other areas. As you're looking at the Caribbean, note this outline. This is the outline of a boundary of a plate. So this area is its own plate, and a beautiful area it is, absolutely. So here you go. I mean, would you call that a hit? I'd say that was pretty close, right? Mm-hmm. There's many different ways, I think, to forecast quakes. I think, again, this is part of the big reveal. You could use a lot of different techniques, and the other big part of this is our intuitions, as long as we stay organic, are going to be increasing. And keep developing your intuition and keep listening to that voice. This is Guam. Now, Guam is an island nation, and it, you know, it's relatively isolated. It's an extremely important U.S. military base, as we spoke of, and this Category 4 typhoon, well, pounded it. And because 98% of the island doesn't really have any sort of internet service, there's very few photos that have made their way out. But we do have some, as you saw, debris. Again, very important military base. Obviously, you know, China would be rooting for massive destruction to the base. And you want to see what a Category 4 typhoon can do, just watch this truck. Looks like a little toy.
I know, that looks like a Tonka truck. It just sort of, you know, bump, 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 and bumps it off of its feet. That's really quite scary. I wouldn't want to be there going through that.
So you have the hum of generators everywhere. There was a sign that spelled Guam. It's kind of a scramble game now. Yeah. You're going to have to get out there and put it back in place. Storm surge. It's probably going to be a pretty big mess, basically. But so far, limited photos, a few making their way out. There was a water main break, and again, you got to wonder what caused the water main break. This is in El Paso's lower valley. A couple people actually fell in this hole, as well as a vehicle. We do see sinkholes, and again, you know, so much of Texas has been fracked to hell. I mean, the fracking in Texas is mind-blowing. It all over the place. This I wanted to show you guys too. This just shows you, this is the effect of the 2011 earthquake, you know, that famous quake that damaged that reactor. Look at the effect. This is like a simulation of the effect. As you can see, the hours later, how it comes through. And what's in my head is, again, when that big quake happened in 1700 in Cascadia, which very well could have been the impact of the island of California impacting, you know, North America, it did cause damage over in Japan, and it did cause a massive tsunami, and the inundation was just astronomical. So again, this is one ecosystem that is all intertwined and tied, and you could see the effects of this. Makes you wonder when the big ones come. Now, talking about something unique, Hunga Tonga, the volcanic eruption, which again we get, was not organic by any means. This was, from what we've received from the guides, this was absolutely the use of technology. It triggered unprecedented ionosphere disturbances. And again, at first they were giving us certain numbers as to how high up this reached, and they ended up going and quadrupling that by the time we get to the final numbers. Yeah, absolutely. This was utilizing technology, and boy, it could really it could rewrite the way the planet is functioning when you get down to it. But then again, we've talked about whole planets being destroyed. And how that is something that's obviously, you know, not taught to the kids. Okay, children, today we're going to learn about how, you know, the Earth used to be that called this planet Tiamat. And there were giants on that planet. And, you know, the oxygen level was much, much higher, so things got so big. But then there was this nasty war. And, you know, no, we don't get taught all that.
No, they keep that away from us. But, you know, when I was looking at the Earth, take me back to that Earth picture, because I see something really cool here, because you start to think about as above, so below. So I see this as a vibrational point of a repatterning, how someone could repattern their entire body just by humming or doing mantras, because realize that we see this is water, but our energy body makes these patterns too. So to me, it's just a really cool representation to give you guys of how important it can can be to learn some Sanskrit mantras, or to even just hum Om and change your vibration. Now, also what I like about this is you see as the water goes across the planet, it kind of catches on these little things, but those can be indicative of like little tears in the aura. So as the information is trying to travel through, you know, in an organized way, it gets caught up on these little traumas. So see, that's why it's so important to kind of heal our traumas. But I'm sorry, I hope somebody understands what I'm saying.
I think they get it. Think they get it.
Good.
Now, checking it out, what the sun is doing, we see at right now the KP is right around 3. It's, you know, not too elevated at the moment. Slightly unsettled, yes. Solar activity during the past 24 hours, moderate levels, with a few low-level M flares detected around AR-3311. And there is a new sunspot region numbered 3315 that popped up on Tuesday. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. Absolutely. There are major changes underway. As we look at this, this was just touching on a few little tidbits news-wise. And a recent Harvard poll that revealed that 70% of U.S. voters, 70%, fear that the intelligence agencies are going to interfere with the election cycle. So, again, knowing that you can't trust anything, I mean, it just makes everybody super tense, and everybody's just like waiting for that pin to drop. And here you go. We're all on edge. We're all kind of holding our breath to see what the next big, you know, news dump is going to be. We all have our feelings. Many people have had their visions of what's coming. And again, there is this loosh factor too. So, you know, they want to keep it going as far as the stress. And again, they understand the big picture is that they can't have humanity growing spiritually. That's the biggest thing. This is why they have the nonstop wars. This is why they are always dividing and conquering. And yet, you know, these wars really do happen. And there is one set to kick off, and it could kick off soon, or it could kick off a little bit later. I don't think it's going to kick off a lot later. That's the bottom line. I think at best we have maybe a year before we had the big fighting starting, but that would be, in my opinion, about the longest period.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that really can shake humans is the ability that they are not in control of their own destiny. So while they are making all of these claims about who's in front and the voting here and the voting there and who's doing better and who's doing worse, it really, and if people intuitively know that there's something wrong with that, it's like totally taking your power away. But the illusion is that, you know, they gave us the illusion that we had power to begin with. So what do we do with that? It's like you really have to turn it around and go within and start with yourself and look at the things that you can control in the here and now. Bring it back to the 3D. How can you organize yourself and your own home so that you're prepared for something to happen? That's where we need to bring it back. We can't keep extending our energy out further and further and further because we have less and less control.
You know, this little tweet puts together quite a few little coincidences. 30 tons of explosives still missing. $290 million worth of anti-radiation meds purchased. Senators being supplied satellite phones for emergency communications. Yeah, there's no way this is normal. No, this is not normal. We're going into a totally different period. High-level U.S. politicians will be vacationing Memorial Day weekend with their families at various undisclosed continuity of government locations. And then, of course, we were talking about the Chinese hackers attacking critical U.S. software infrastructure. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot going on. William Cooper again said that he didn't know the year that they would, you know, trigger the great collapse and war on the U.S. But he just knew that there would be a major event that he thought would be the 4th of July, with the symbolism and all. Perhaps Memorial Day weekend. You know, that could fit the bill too. Again, I'm hoping we have another year to get more fruit trees in the ground, to get greenhouses up, to, you know, have yourself as prepared as possible, because we are going to be in a period, I don't think there's any doubts, we're going to be in a period where we have to hunker down and just, you know, stay high and dry, so to speak, avoid the flood that comes your way. And that flood could be a mass of people looting in a major city. It could be gangs under control. One of the things that we haven't shown, but I mean, in my home state of Connecticut, you know, there was an event where people were just blocking a highway and just stopping everybody. A massive amount of people were blocking a highway and completely stopping people. There was another event up in Seattle that was very, very similar, and people were just being pulled out of cars. I mean, it gets kind of chaotic. It has already gotten Mad Max-ish in some areas.
Mm-hmm. I know. There's. This is why it's so important to get yourself prepared at home, doing what you have control over. Very important right now.
Yes, absolutely. So China and Russia accelerating the grain corridor project to reduce reliance on Western imports. Did you know Russia has the lowest inflation rate of any European country? Oh, the ruble is rubbish. Again, anything that they tell us, if you take the inverse, you're probably going to be better off than if you listen to what they said. You know, because usually what they tell us is pretty much the opposite of what they intend to do. Dr. Doom. Now, this is the guy that issued a warning about the 2008 crash. Well, he's doing it again. And he says it could come as soon as just, you know, with the failure to lift the ceiling on the debt. And this is Noriel Rubini. And it could be very, very quick. And this could trigger just an economic collapse. And yeah, I do think the second half of the year is all about a rapid speeding up. And 2024 is the year to just, you know, buckle up, buttercup, you know, pull up your big boy, big girl pants, you know, get ready to just hang on tight. 2024 is the white knuckle year.
Yeah, 2024, I think, is going to be the rough one. But, you know, I mean, even if you're running behind or you're not having all of your ducks in a row right now, just don't panic about that. Just do what you can today and now.
Absolutely. And again, that could be like realizing, you know, hey, I haven't talked to the neighbor in a year. Maybe I should say, hi, how you doing? How's the kids?
Right. Something simple like that. You know, bring it home. Bring it toward you. What do you have control over? Because they use all of our outside circumstances all the time to get us to feel discombobulated and make us feel like we're out of control. They love to put the human species in an enormous amount of fear, because once we're in fear, it's just natural to look toward anywhere for some answers. It's just normal, natural behavior, and they understand how the human mind works. So they're always trying to rattle our cage, get us in pain or in fear, so that we might, you know, make a misstep and screw something up. So definitely slow down, you know, do things the way they need to be done, and they will get done.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, our guides have basically been telling us it's time to buckle up a little bit more too, because a lot of times, you know, we will always have a tendency to do the extra video or to take the extra appointments. And we do. I mean, part of our big purpose is helping people one-on-one. I mean, that's such a big part of our purpose in this life, is to help people on a one-to-one basis. And we love working with people on a one-to-one basis and helping them to discover new aspects of themselves, new insights, and also get them energetically balanced and back on the right track. As we see, Citigroup projects $30 silver in the next 6 to 12 months. Yeah, again, silver is something that most people can afford to go get an ounce or two anyway, and you're going to have something that you could barter and trade with. So silver is definitely a no-brainer. I've heard experts say don't look at silver as an investment. Look at it more like an insurance, that you know you're going to have something that's going to have some value. Because again, when the dollar collapse comes, it's going to be stunning. It's going to be stunning, you know, because $1,000 might be worth $100 as far as its buying power in just an overnight period, pretty much. And that could end up turning into $10, and that could end up turning into $1. And if our incomes don't go up, which they're likely not to, well, it's going to be a challenging time. So again, you need to do what you can to have things, have tangible objects, because again, barter and trade, this is where many people are going to go if they want to stay out of the system. They're going to be looking to barter and trade with others. And our dear sister Michelle was talking about how she goes and she barters her labor to help a certain business out, and then she gets things she needs from that business. So she's not really on the payroll. She goes and volunteers to help them for a period of time, and they work out an agreement. And that's exactly where we're going to be heading if we want to stay, you know, out of it. And of course, the IRS hates that, right? Because, you know, the IRS is all about, you know, they are the ticks and the leeches of of the financial system here in the U.S. They're actually going to send attachés abroad to fight cyber crimes. Well, yeah, across four continents. Well, think about what you saw with California recently. So many people are leaving California, they're going to still tax you even though you don't live there anymore. This is what they're trying to do. This gives you an idea here. Too, you know, what they want to do is they don't want you being able to escape the taxation. You know, these ticks and leeches want to bury themselves into your skin and stay there permanently, no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm. And just literally, you know, suck the life out of you, you know, in some way, shape, or form. And the more we continue to contribute to this system that's growing stronger and stronger every day, the more they're going to continue to do that. When we're moving out of this system, looking for something different, there's going to be a lot of trial and error. So allow yourself plenty of room to, you know, do things that are not considered normal, you know, and they might work out, they might not. But definitely this is a training ground for something brand new that we are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of ticks, we both noticed recently ticks that moved a lot faster, faster than what they did, move almost like as fast as a quick little spider would move. And we didn't think it was a tick, but it's like, well, it looks like a tick. Yeah, it is a tick. Usually they moved pretty slow. But then again, these, in my humble opinion, have been most definitely bioengineered. And they're being modified constantly. And in fact, if you look deep enough, you'll find reports of them being dropped from helicopters purposely. Oh yes, it's a tangled web. Biden unveils strictest emissions rule to date. So 2/3 of sales by 2032 have to be electric. Yeah, they're doing it away. And recently we had to get another weed whacker. And when you look, you know, if you're looking for gas, you can still find gas weed whackers, but most are electric out there. Everything is switching over. Everything is switching over, and it's all part of just one stage. It's just a stage. The Amish, you know, we were talking about people who stay outside of society, and really as the collapse happens, it's not going to be much different for them, for sure. And there's certain things that the Amish don't do. And it's interesting to see the stats on the Amish, because the Amish don't get ouched, if you know what we mean. And of course, you could read what's up there. They don't really believe in that. And so this one doctor was talking about the fact that haven't run into any Amish that are autistic. Yeah, that's so clear. It's so clear. And, you know, we are going to be doing a lot of heavy work today in our preparations with the new location. And but when we get around to it, I do want to put together a video that I feel would be pretty definitive. I've done some before, and just cover a massive list. I bet you we could find 100 things. I bet you we could find 100 things that have been rumored to be a CONS piracy thing, but have been proven true. I bet you we could find 100. It shouldn't be too hard. Oh, yes. Why do we have these giant statues? Why do we have these giant statues? Oh, man, the evidence. Oh, I was listening to this one guy, and he got 3 million views talking about giants in South America. 3 million views. And then he says at the end of, and it was really good, too. It was a good little thing till he gets to the end. Of course, there's no evidence of these giants. It's like, you brain dead idiot. No evidence of these giants? The evidence has been just buried, dumped out in the ocean. There's tons of evidence. Coming around to, you know, he was showing evidence on maps, and we'll go through this too. There's so many maps, and then they want to spin it that, nah, this was just because, you know, England and Portugal and Spain and France were all competing to see who's going to be the dominant power in the new world. And so they wanted to scare each other with giant stories. No, that's not the case. And in fact, you could go to newspaper clipping after newspaper clipping. There's thousands and thousands of accounts of giant bodies that have been dug up. And then who comes in? Well, the cleanup crew, and often it's the Smithsonian. Yeah, no, they get rid of the evidence of their dirty work. That's what they do. There is a cleanup crew.
And there is definitely a cleanup crew. And if only we would stick to one of the correct narratives, we wouldn't be pushed back so far by AI. But we're kind of naughty that way. We don't stick to what MSN is pushing. But we do love baby goats. Baby goats are so fun. And this guy, he's playing teeter-totter with his friends, and he's just having a blast. And sometimes we just need to get out in nature, play with others, and just let life be.
Absolutely. Thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love. God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.